Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The hour on the DJV program. I'd like to think that we are learners and leaders here. That is Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan, and I. Learners are leaders, and leaders are learners. I think a lot of people think sometimes I sound like Professor Stefan. My daughter is Professor Stefan, not me. But I do think that we all have, we experience what they call, what Oprah started. Use a phrase, teachable moments. Wasn't that Oprah who started that? Seems to me, using that phrase.
She definitely uses that phrase. I don't know.
You can give her credit, sure.
Yeah, right. And I think that's kind of what we come across here. Teaching is influence, and I definitely think that we have influence. I know that Jennifer and Victoria do. Jennifer does with her local morning program that she does after this one in Los Angeles. So it's a good time for you to hang on. And as many people have noted on the air and off the air, that listenership to this form of media, because there are different forms, it isn't just the media, the news media, the entertainment media, the motion picture, television, whatever, there are all different types of media, but this media, this form of media, news talk, conversation radio, has seen a huge increase in listenership because we're on top of it. And sometimes the conversation is, you know, something comfortable for you. Other times it's challenging to listen to stuff that you may not want to hear. But I believe that that is, I've always thought that was my job. And that's why I was never number one. Because, you know, some people just don't want to hear what they don't want to hear. But, you know, that aside, one of the other things we're known for is having fun and some good news. Jennifer has some good news for us right now, as a matter of fact. What do you have, Jen?
Well, a story that's kind of interesting. It's got some tentacles in the coronavirus crisis, but still really good news. So there are a pair of California siblings who are really shining examples of what you can do with academic achievements and accomplishments. But they're still being kind of put in the backseat because of the coronavirus. Tierra Abraham is 14. She was accepted by 8 universities. The kid is 14 years old.
Wow.
She got accepted by Berkeley, University of California, Berkeley, UC Davis, USC, University of the Pacific, San Jose State, Sacramento State, San Francisco
Wow.
State, and Cal State East Bay. She's an opera singer from Sacramento who sang the national anthem at the San Francisco Giants game last summer. She hasn't decided where she'll attend. She said she knows she'll be the youngest student to be admitted to any of these schools in California. For instance, USC has an acceptance rate of 16% to 20% for someone who goes in with her major, which is looking for a Bachelor of Music. She will be transferring from American River College with a perfect 4.0 GPA. Now, she's got a brother. Tierra's brother is Tanashik, I believe. And he also has grabbed headlines before for some of his pursuits in academics. He graduated at 14, summa cum laude, from one of the toughest majors, biomedical engineering, at the University of California at Davis. So what are you doing today?
Oh, my gosh.
He graduated high school when he was 10. Now he's
10?
16.
Oh, my God.
This kid is 16. He's wrapping up his second year in his PhD biomedical engineering classes at UC Davis.
Doogie Howser, wow.
Yeah, unless one of these kids, I guess, discover a vaccine, they'll probably have to celebrate their success virtually for a while. They're obviously pretty wonderful accomplishments, but it's unclear whether or not they'll actually see classroom time in the fall because a lot of these UC schools are considering going all online in California. So kind of interesting, but really cool story about this family of overachievers. My gosh.
All right, here's another family
playing
story.
Barbie dolls at 14.
The story of a couple named Courtney Hamill and Nathan Cotton, who are 31 years of age. They live or came from Huntington Beach, California, Jennifer. They lived in a two-bedroom apartment. I had regular jobs, and last year they decided, they saw a 60-square-foot van and decided to buy it because they wanted to travel. So from having travel experience last summer, they decided that they lived and they had shelter. So what do they need their apartment for? Maybe a shower. At any rate, they got out of their apartment and they've been living in this van. And they have
down by the river.
Yeah. Well, they do. They don't have a place to shower. They don't do laundry, and you know, I mean, they have.
It's an old SNL.
No, I got the Chris Farley joke.
Really? I don't know that you want to explain it or it's not.
Yeah, man, yes. Down by the river.
Yeah, if you know it, you know it. If you don't, it's not worth explaining. Go ahead.
All right. Well, I was never a big fan of his. So anyway, moving along. They've been living for 8 months in this cargo van. He apparently. They travel from city to city. He gets a job for a month or two as a yoga instructor, and they also...
Smelly one.
Yeah. Well, they when he's working in a gym, he takes a shower there. They've been saving up their money. She runs a wellness blog. And so anyway, they have their van. If you see pictures of it, you see it all. They pretty much stay all the time in Orange County, Jennifer. They park in his father's driveway. Or her father's driveway, I guess.
So I'm there is a house that they could be in, but they're in the driveway instead.
Right. Yeah, right. So I wonder...
I'm going to go with insufferable
people.
Hippies.
Yeah.
They're either hippies or they're $500, Alex.
Yes, Alex, for $500. They're all over TikTok with their stories.
Naturally.
And why do you say that? What is TikTok?
How much of my taxpayer money has paid for them to live this life? Just actually,
I would wonder about that. I wonder. Yeah, yeah, that's a great. See, that
they
always
have to
is
be on the take.
Subtle side of
they're on the dole, right? For sure.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so but are we making a mistake by heralding what they're doing by giving them sort of notoriety or? They become celebrities, minor celebrities.
Well, this is all on you, Stefan, because you're the one that talked about this story. I talked about those kids who have, child power achievers.
A different
they're not living in a van.
So wait, so what exactly are this? So this hippie couple, they're just driving around doing random wellness blog posts.
What they did, what they've said.
I hate them already.
Like, what I don't even said, like them. And I'm the liberal here, so.
They're practicing quarantining. By not exchanging with, since the whole thing started several months ago, they haven't had contact with any human beings other than the two of them. And they've just been kind of,
well, how
do they get food?
How is he showering at gyms and giving
instructions? Personal contact. Who knows? They've given their two-room apartment is now available for the homeless in Orange County. That's another question, by the way. What is going to happen when we do go back to traveling and wanting to experience? For example, I get out of the apartment that it wasn't an apartment, it was a house that I rented in California when I left in March. I just canceled the lease and left. And so now when I go back,
Somebody looking for you?
No, not at all. No, but I was thinking last year, because I went for a year without having a house out there, and I would stay when I'd go out in hotels. And that sort of thing. And now I'm thinking, why do I want to stay in a hotel, even if it's an upscale hotel?
You should just get a van.
Yeah, there you go.
Maybe why don't you just take over there to another apartment that's available?
Because down in Orange County, and I don't want to go to Orange County. But anyway, it's interesting how people deal with all of this stuff. And we have such an interesting world. And we kind of have gotten stuck in not always recognizing the interesting parts of it. So thank you, Jennifer, for leading off of that story. 15 past the hour. Don't forget, speaking of stories, we have stories galore in our clip of the day at djvshow.com. If you're having custom patterns for your mask, you can join me because we talk in our clip of the day that's posted right now at djvshow.com. The mask that I have been wearing, you can see a picture of it at djvshow.com or on facebook.com/djvshow. It's a cow mask. And we discuss that at some length, why it is so appropriate. You can check it all out, our daily clip of the day, so you keep in touch in a slow way. You can listen to the whole show, too, by the way, anytime during the day at that same spot, djvshow.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond.
While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Fridge had enough after the extra action in the house these last several weeks? Now you have an excuse to get the new one you've been wanting. Lowe's can help with up to 40% off select appliances during our appliance savings event, including an LG InstaView side-by-side refrigerator for $12.99. With a generous amount of space, you'll have even more room to store your family's favorites. Get it fast by ordering at Lowe's.com or via our app. Best part, we're offering 12-month special financing and free delivery. Offers valid through 6-3. Free local delivery and credit applies to appliances $2.99 or more. Subject to credit approval, exclusions apply, U.S. only.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During the challenging times we're all experiencing, our top priority is the health and safety of the communities we serve. And while it's true that things are changing rapidly every day, one thing that'll never change is our commitment to giving you the best mortgage experience. At Rocket Mortgage, our guiding philosophy of every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, exists for times like right now. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. If you currently work with us and need assistance with your mortgage, contact us 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. As we all think about ways to save money, let me remind you that mortgage rates are near historic lows. If you think right now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I order takeout, use my card.
And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000. The process is all online. You never have to leave the house. And you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Apply today at lightstream.com/radio and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/radio for an additional discount. lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply. Offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/radio for more information.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
18 after the hour, is looking at some of the things, listening in my head to some of the conversations I had on other programs that I do, like Your Hidden Power, just a listening note. You can learn the tricks to having intimate conversations by listening to some conversations. I have a couple of recent podcasts at yourhiddenpowershow.com, Secrets for Living a Great Life, a lot of things that we don't normally think a lot about, but because we're moving away from, in some circumstances, conventional thinking, this program is good for people who like psychics and like astrology and like talking about things that are not necessarily a part of what some consider the real world. For me, it is a part of the real world, and that's why I focus on it and offer it to you as a potential 35 minutes of important time every week. It's Your Hidden Power Show. And the most recent ones are number 141 and 142. That's the listing there for the podcast, yourhiddenpowershow.com. 21 after the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
More music. Music is such an important part of our lives, and it sometimes allows us to remain sane, otherwise we'd be crazy. Brandi Carlile and Carrie Underwood and Darius Rucker and Kane Brown, Kristen Bell, Lauren Daigle, Luke Combs. Let's see who else is in on this. The CMT Artist of the Year special, Sam Hunt, Tim McGraw. They're in the lineup for the CMT Artist of the Year special, which has been going on for 11 years. This doesn't sound... Brandi Carlile, in my mind, isn't a country music artist. Am I missing something?
She's like alt-country.
Really? Does this sound like country to you? Crank it up, Phil. What is
it? It's very, like, Americana country, yeah.
Really? It's a good sound. It's a good pop song. I like it. That doesn't sound country to me. It sounds pop.
No, I like pop music. That would make it on top 40.
It wouldn't?
No. She's really? Like outlaw country. She's done stuff with Dolly. She's done stuff with, like, a lot of the legends. So she's kind of got her own... This is not really a great example of what her music sounds like. This is a little bit more out there, but...
Yeah. I like it, though.
Yeah.
She's got a nice beat. She has a good voice. It's good.
A little folksy.
This year, a little folksy. Is that what you said, Jen?
A little folky, I think.
Folky, yeah. All right, well, anyway, this CMT Artist of the Year special this year is going to turn its focus outward to honor heroes who have done a lot to help during this circumstance we find ourselves in. Let's see here. The announcement read, from the first responders and healthcare workers to members of the military, our educators, food industry workers, and so many more, the country music community is going to come together to honor these heroic men and women. The Evening of Unity will feature incredible performances, uplifting tributes, and a salute to those risking their lives on the front lines of our crisis. Willie Nelson! Aha! I always like it when we got a Willie Nelson special story. So in light of social distancing guidelines, Ray Benson's long-running birthday bash in Austin has been turned into a virtual concert for the edition this year, set for next Saturday, the 16th at 8 o'clock Central Time. The event, as usual, benefits the Health Alliance for Austin Musicians, led by performances, let's see, Sleep at the Wheel, Willie, and a group of country and roots artists. What's a root artist?
Like, roots artist, meaning, like, you know, from grassroots. You know, it's just a term blues, that they use for. Yeah, it's everything.
Grass,
it's like
bluegrass. Listen, crank this up.
It's a mix of everything from Austin.
Yeah, I love this kind of music. Who's this?
I could stay with you and be your man, be your loving man.
I know, Phil, he's going to have to
tell us. Sleep at the wheel, yeah.
Isn't this great? I love this.
It's fun.
I learned about as much as I can stand.
Yeah. Fabulous.
All right, so anyway,
other performance, Cat Edmondson, Randy Rogers, Tammy Nielsen, Seth James, Randy Houser, Buddy Miller, Wade Bowen. So the performances are going to be broadcast on Asleep at the Wheel's YouTube and Facebook accounts, as well as on Health Alliance for Austin's musician Facebook page. We had some unfinished business from South by Southwest, the cancellation of that. We didn't get to do my annual birthday party fundraiser for HAAM, the Health Alliance for Austin Musicians. So, Ray Benson said he decided to start texting and emailing his friends about doing a song and or two. Great folks at Central Market in Texas gave us the support to do the fundraiser virtually. We want to make sure the Health Alliance Austin Musicians have the funds they need so our Austin musicians have the health insurance and care they deserve. What about some of these folks in other parts of the country? Should there be a fundraiser? Because each pocket where they have recording studios, New York, Los Angeles, especially, I would think they'd be having the same kind of a problem.
So, well, they are, yeah.
Yeah, right. All right, so I can't wait to get on the road again. A story of a very important concert, a virtual concert, here on the DJV Show at 29 after the hour.
Right now, home sweet home has never been sweeter. Our homes are more important than ever, and finding people we trust to take care of them is just as important. For over 20 years, Home Advisor has been connecting homeowners with trusted local plumbers, electricians, roofers, and more. And now we're making it easier than ever for great pros to join the Home Advisor network. For a limited time, home service businesses can get $200 in free advertising. Visit homeadvisor.com/offer200 for details. That's homeadvisor.com/offer200.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-993-8236. That's 800-993-8236.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-993-8236.
The COVID-19 pandemic threatens millions. Courageous health workers are risking their lives to protect us all. But many don't have the supplies and support they need. Over the past 60 years, Project Hope has trained and equipped health workers in over 100 countries. Now, as the pandemic spreads, Project Hope is expanding its work in the United States and around the world. To learn more about Project Hope's coronavirus response, visit projecthope.org, sponsored by Project Hope.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Federal health officials are warning doctors to watch out for a rare but deadly illness that's attacking children. It's believed to be linked to the coronavirus. There are more than 160 cases in 17 states and Washington, D.C. At least 3 children have died. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo.
We thought that children were not especially infected by the virus. To now find out that they might be, and it might be several weeks later, this is truly disturbing.
The nationwide alert follows an urgent warning about the possibility of a prolonged recession from Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell. He told an economic think tank the federal government should provide more aid to cushion the blow.
Additional fiscal support could be costly.
but worth it if it helps avoid long-term damage and leaves us with a stronger recovery.
This is USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
The World Health Organization's Dr. Michael Ryan says the effort to find a vaccine goes on in labs around the world, but he also cautions.
This virus may become just another endemic virus in our communities, and this virus may never go away. HIV has not gone away, but we've come to terms with the virus, and we have found the therapies, and we've found the prevention methods.
In their daily tally, Johns Hopkins University reports that the U.S. death toll from the coronavirus pandemic now stands at more than 84,100 people. That's roughly 29% of the world's total of just under 300,000 people. Officials expect the actual number to be much higher. Singer Melissa Etheridge announced on social media that her son, Beckett Cipher, has died. Variety has confirmed the death through a representative of Etheridge. The cause of death still remains undisclosed, and they expect to make a further statement. Etheridge had Beckett with her former partner, Julia Cipher, through artificial insemination. They also have a daughter, 23-year-old Bailey Jean. David Crosby was the sperm donor for both children. Beckett Cipher was 21 years old. You can listen to current news updated hourly or search through the archives and find a story that aired days ago. Listen to all the news all the time at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you like knowing all the biggest stories, you'll love the DJV podcast. Share the latest trending stories with your friends by checking out the DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Four at the hour. Hi, it's the DJV program with answers to your questions. Before you ask the questions, we got the answers. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keevan is here. So is Charles Warner, Suzanne Swanson, Michael Selby, Nick Jenkins, Karen Weston, Sandra Mordica. Hello to some of our friends and fans here on the DJV program. I want to, before we get to, travel news. I was just sampling some strawberries in a new box. So I wanted to acknowledge this because I think sometimes little things are important. Most people around the country know the family farm. Well, it used to be family farm. It's now owned by a big conglomerate. But the Driscoll family has started in the wholesale fruit business, I don't know, 45, 50, 55 years ago in California. And the company has developed into the largest grower of hydroponic fruit in the world. And they are the largest distributor. You can't go into a grocery store, whether it's a local store regional, national chain, you not see Driscoll's raspberries, blueberries,
blackberries. I think I just ate some of their strawberries.
Yeah,
strawberries. I don't think you can even find another brand besides
yeah,
Driscoll.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, you can find other brands. Yeah, you can.
I've looked, but because I don't like buying, because the organic and non-organic are basically just the same when you buy from Driscoll.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I don't like buying that brand. But it's hard to find other alternatives.
I'm not selling or shilling for them, but one of the things I like, I'm with you, I want to have fruit. I eat fruit during the course of the program every day, and I try to search. I find blueberries that are from other organizations, but it's hard to find raspberries, blackberries, that sort of thing. Once in a while you can if you look around, depending on what.
Well, strawberries are on they're number one on the Dirty Dozen list every year. They're the most absorbent of pesticides. So if you don't buy organic strawberries, just save your money and don't eat them.
Right. Or you're filling your body with pesticides, one or the other.
Yeah.
Pick your poison.
Hey, flies never come around me anymore, though, so that's really good.
Yeah, there you go, Jennifer. So the reason I brought it up is because they are the first that I know of to move away from plastic containers and go to cardboard boxes, which are certainly much more easily disposed of, burned. You can't burn plastic. We all know if we're looking at our waste, the profile of all these containers that we get our food in, most of them are plastic. But now there are the effort by Driscoll to set the tone, which I think is a good one. So I'm not extolling the value and virtue of the product itself, but I am extolling and encouraging people that are doing, no matter what you're producing, put it in something that's disposable. And the cardboard certainly is. You got to put it in something. I'm kind of appalled Wegmans. Going into Wegmans, they don't have paper bags. They don't have cardboard boxes. They're requiring you to take out. You can't bring in your bag from home.
Well, all grocery stores are doing that now. That's not just Wegmans.
Let me finish.
Even Whole Foods.
Wegmans is only using plastic bags.
That's what I'm saying. Everyone is required to use plastic bags now. Yes,
no,
they are.
No,
well, in New York and New Jersey, Doug, it's a law.
They
changed it.
They take the paper. Why wouldn't they use paper?
Because
paper.
Yeah, well, in New York and New Jersey, they have changed it so that you have to use plastic bags from the stores themselves because they don't trust that people are washing their own reusable bags.
So why not use paper?
And they don't because the virus lives on paper. It's a whole stupid thing, but that's the law right now.
The virus doesn't live on plastic? I thought that was one of the things about containers. That it lived on flat surfaces.
There's something about the paper. I don't know. I don't agree with it because I hate plastic, but I'm just telling you that is we have no option in New York and New Jersey right now.
Wow. I've been making a lot of noise
about
that.
It must be a statewide thing because you can either get paper or plastic. You just can't bring your reusable bags.
Well, Wegmans is headquartered in New York, so maybe that explains it, Victoria.
I don't know.
Their headquarters are upstate New York, so that might explain why they're doing it.
I hate it. I can't wait to go back to using
my own bags. I'm not going back to Wegmans until I just said.
Or even paper bags, you know?
Paper bags.
Or give me a box. Give me a cardboard box for my stuff. I don't care.
What do
they do? I can put everything in one cardboard box.
You go into Costco, and that's what they give you. The boxes that they get their stuff in, you can take and bring home with you. They don't have bags there either. You bring your own bag or you take a box.
Yeah,
so
I think
they
it's
have
stupid.
This, they're
really
throwing them all away. You know that there are, that in the waste business, so much money is made on how to dispose of cardboard. You crush it up. And most stores like that, retail stores, have separate disposable, it's in the back, the haulage thing. What do they call the container? It's waste. It's container carry. So you put, there's one behind each store that has nothing but cardboard in it. They crush it and they push it in and they bring it and they burn it or they use it to make more cardboard. That's more productive. They use it to recycle, but it's amazing. What kind of waste? Oof.
Yeah.
All right, so anyway, that was my highlight of discovery. Now, those of us who want to travel, let's see what Victoria has come up with for ways to, or plans or dreams, whatever it is that we can make to. I'm itchy to get on an airplane and go see my children and my grandson.
A lot of people are already booking travel if you can right now. People, you know, we talked about it, I think it was yesterday. The cruises are starting to sell out for 2021. Yeah. And so there are amazing deals to be had. Just make sure that when you do book, if you're going to book a cruise, make sure that, you know, it's refundable just in case, you know, we get another wave of the virus or whatever. But people are starting to fly again as well, or at least plan on flying. And United Airlines is now the first airline to come forward saying they're going to allow customers to decide up to the last minute if they want to get on the flight or not based on the capacity of the flight. So they're going to let everyone know within 24 hours before your flight if the flight is now 70% full or more. And so at that point, if you get to the gate even, you can change your mind and you can book a different flight that's not as full. So this is not
without
really
any
that
extra
helpful.
Charge. No charge.
Exactly. No extra charge. No change fee, nothing like that. They said right now most of their flights are less than half full, but they know that, you know, depending on where what route you're using, so if you're using a popular maybe like New York to L.A. route, that's going to be a fuller flight. And they're running fewer flights, which also makes certain ones more popular. So if you want, if you are flying United, I know I'm stuck with credits on United that I had two trips that I had to cancel during this pandemic, and they're not giving any refunds, so you're just going to have to hang on to your vouchers. But if you do want to fly and you don't feel comfortable on a flight that's full, and we've seen some images, you know, of
you see those
full flights.
Yesterday, yeah. People were very
they're saying that they're trying to keep the middle seats open, but in certain cases they just can't do that. And obviously they're not going to turn away money right now. No airline's going to turn away money. So, but if you are going to fly on United, then just make sure you can check in with with their updates and see how full your flight is. And if that's something that concerns you, then just make sure you know what an alternate flight might be so you can keep your schedule going. But I don't know how helpful it's going to be. I think it's really more peace of mind for certain people. Because to me, what's the difference if it's a full flight or half full? You're in the same air. You're
can in the air.
Yeah, I just don't understand how anyone can make logic out of that. But
yes, you're all sharing the same air, but it feels and optically it looks weird when you see those pictures of everybody crammed in next
it's
to each other.
It's a psychological thing.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
That's why there are a couple of airlines. We were talking about Frontier yesterday that are redesigning portions of the cabin. So instead of having three seats across on either side in a single aisle airplane, they put two seats next to each other so that there are only four seats and you have a little more distance between you.
But how long does that take to reconfigure a plane and multiple planes?
No, you bring them in and to change the seats around a couple hours.
That's it?
That's all. They're all, if you look at the floor of the plane, you'll see the tracks that go down each side where the seats are locked into
aisles.
The track.
Yeah.
No, not in the aisle, but underneath the seat, underneath the rug. If you pick up the rug under your feet, you'll see tracks. That's how they adjust the seats where they want to have more room up front and less room in the back, and wherever they put different seats, and they're clips that you just flip the clip. The seat comes out very quickly and easily, and you put another seat in. The actual change from one seat to another, you could probably do in 10 minutes. So
I thought that had to go back to, like, the manufacturer or something.
No, I just take the seats out and put new seats in. Do it very quickly. Travelers going to England will now have to self-isolate for a couple of weeks. They are going to require travelers to be quarantined to prevent reinfection from abroad. This is Boring Boris saying, I'm serving notice that it will soon be time, with transmission significantly lower, to impose quarantine on people coming into this country by air. So why haven't they done it? This is like requiring masks now. Where were you 2.5 months ago?
Oh, well, England's so far behind. Boris Johnson just ignored that this was even an issue.
Yeah.
He was on a Brexit victory lap and skipped the first three meetings about the pandemic. So the UK is really far behind. But
funny,
what's the point, though, if you go to
one
Spain?
One person can influence.
If you go to Spain or if you go to the UK and you have to quarantine for 2 weeks, but you're still allowed to go to the grocery store. So you're still in with the general population. You can go to pharmacies. You can go to the grocery store. What's the point? I don't know.
That's a good question. It is a good question.
Who's going to pay to go to the UK and all you can go and see is, like,
nobody.
Is the grocery store or the farm or Boots? You can go to Boots or Sainsbury. That's it. It's not much of a tourist attraction.
No. And Spain as well. So Wendy's is running out of... This is something that continues to go on. I'm looking at the podcast from this past week's American Family Farmer Show, and one of the things we talked about was how Wendy's, the hamburger chain, is running out of hamburger.
Where's
and why that is. Talking, what did you say, Jen?
Where's the beef?
Where's the beef?
Peller?
That's the question, yeah. We ask that question, and we talk about it, and what's going on family farms. This is a show that's geared toward families, farms, and food, and we certainly are finding a huge change in where we're getting our food, what people are saying they want for food, that kind of stuff. So if you want some more information on that, follow along, and we'll have some info on planting your garden, that kind of stuff. More and more people want to plant their garden, raise a couple of chickens and that kind of stuff. So help yourself. The American Family Farmer Show is available a podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
OnePlus are makers of Android phones that target techies and software engineers, people who demand high performance from their smartphones. And I'm talking real high performance, which is what you'll get with the OnePlus 7T, which PC Magazine readers voted the best mobile platform out there today. Yes, even better than the iPhone. Kyle Jung from OnePlus explains.
Over the last year, PC Mag takes like a user preference survey in terms of what's the best mobile platform. And actually, for the last 2 years, we've been the overall best platform, and that includes Google, that includes iOS, that includes Samsung, in terms of the best platform. And I think, you know, we've taken an approach where we want the best hardware, we want the cleanest software. People refer to it as kind of, you know, stock Android, and we only add features to our software if it adds a real user benefit. So we don't want to put anything unnecessary in between you and your user experience.
You can check out the OnePlus 7T at OnePlus.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
This moment of gratitude is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage and the Rock family of companies.
We really want to thank my wife's cousin Marie, who works so hard as a nurse saving others.
To those who leave their homes to keep us safe in ours, thank you.
Yeah, you guys are awesome.
We're sending all our love, gratitude, and hope your way.
Thank you.
If you'd like to thank America's frontline and essential workers, visit everyoneknowsahero.com. Quicken Loans, LLC, NMLS number 3030, licensed in 50 states. Each legal entity that identifies themselves as part of the Rock family of companies are separate legal entities with their own governance and management structures.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Born as a treatment to decompress deep-sea divers, hyperbaric oxygen therapy is now used to treat a number of serious conditions. One area where there has been a lot of success is helping to heal wounds, especially diabetic and radiation-related injuries.
Hyperbaric oxygen dissolves large amounts of oxygen in the fluid part of the blood.
It's that extra oxygen that Dr. Paul Klaus says helps promote healing in the injured tissue.
It won't revive dead tissue. It won't revive tissue that's truly ischemic without any flow. But if we can squeeze some fluid part of the blood into those tissues, it has the hope of regenerating or rejuvenating some of the tissues that are just on the margin.
It's a process that can take daily treatments over several weeks.
The beauty of it is that the tissues that are healed have a higher level of circulation to them that persists for years.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
At Sprint, we understand saving money for your family is now more important than ever. That's why we're offering our best unlimited deal. Switch and get four lines of unlimited for just $100 a month. That's right, four lines for $100. Plus, the plan includes Hulu, 500 megabytes of mobile hotspot, DVD quality streaming, and more. If that's not enough, we're throwing in four Samsung Galaxy phones on us. And now, Sprint customers enjoy expanded roaming access on the T-Mobile network. Shop from the comfort of your home at Sprint.com. Call 800-SPRINT-1 or come see us in our stores. Phone after $35.42 per month credit for 18 months credit. Apply within two bills. If canceled early, remaining balance due. Unlimited basic after 7/31/21. Pay $35 per month per line with autopay. Data deprioritization during congestion. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Speed maximums. Use rules. $30 activation fee and restrictions apply.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
3 after the hour. It's Wednesday. It must be time for Warren Eckstein, who is my, in many ways, best friend because he knows how to love the creatures of the world. And I don't hold it against you that you don't like the murderous bee that's coming from the Orient. You don't have to like that. But the way you love dogs and cats and animals in general. I think when I listen to that intro, we have your theme from the Pet Show that you use every weekend. Pet Show is heard around the country on a lot of great radio stations that carry this program. But then I listen, I think about if we could talk to the animals, yada-da-da. And I wonder how, I think Daisy, my darling English bulldog, is really becoming more familiar with my tone, with my words. And I think I'm becoming, you know, like she's sleeping in bed and she maybe makes a little grunt and I grunt back and then she grunts again. I don't know if I should admit that, but at any rate, decoding her and other animals' communication, is it just dog? Is it easier for us because we've domesticated dogs or can, you know, I believe I can talk to the cows. I can talk to the animals. Yes?
I had a conversation yesterday with a spider in my living room. Seriously.
Did you?
There's a spider living on my ceiling in the living room. Mm-hmm. Been there for like 3 days.
Yeah.
Stay as long as he wants, as far as I'm concerned. Doesn't eat much. Doesn't take up much room. He can hang out as long as he wants.
As long as he doesn't come to your bed and bite you.
Smile with me, too. I've been bitten before. So I had a conversation with him. I said, listen, you can hang out in here. It's nice. It's, you know, it's warm outside. I know it's nice and cool in here. And I'm not going to feed you. You're on your own. But you can live here as long as you want. So I have these conversations all the time with animals.
Yeah.
And they understand.
But did he say something back? And how do you know whether it's a boy or a girl, a spider?
You know, that's a great question. I don't know. I've never looked that closely.
Really?
I guess I don't know.
Are they hermaphrodites?
No. I don't get a lot of calls for spider questions, you know? It's not like a spider's chewing up my shoes, Doc. Listen, I want to share this with you guys because finally, we've gotten a taste of what our dogs and cats go through every single day. We've been confined in our houses, nothing to do all day long but watch TV. Maybe we'll play a puzzle. We're stuck inside all day long. That's how our dogs and cats live every day. That's why you hear me get on the bandwagon every week about the importance of making sure that you give your pets tremendous amount of mental, physical stimulation and a lot of social contact. Our dogs are basically, we're going through exactly what our dogs do every single day. There's nothing to do. I can't wait till we come home. What are we going to do later? The same thing. So it's really important for us to understand that when we're alone, when we go back to work, hopefully it's not too far in the future, but when we do go back to work, we do understand that our dogs are going to go through some changes. We understand that, but also understand that it's important for you to remember what it was like when you were home all day. So when you get home from work or wherever you're going, take some time to stimulate physically and mentally your best friend.
So I wonder about that, too, because Daisy wants to come with me everywhere. And if she were to stay home, she'd be on the couch. She goes for exercise for an hour and a half every day, and then she comes back, and we jump in the truck, and we off on the farm stuff. But I can't have her engage in the farm activities with me because, obviously, she can't ride on a tractor or whatever. So she stays in the truck, and she looks around trying to figure out how she can chase the chickens around or whatever is in her eye. But I do concern myself with what she's doing because I want her to be stimulated. I want her to have a good, happy life. I don't want her to sit in the truck and be bored.
But, you know, stimulation is really important, but you have to understand there's a time, and I know you want to be around the dog 24/7. We all want to be around our dogs and cats 24/7, but from a psychological standpoint, that's not really good. Mm-hmm. So even though I'm home with my pets right now, and I love Molly and Willie more than I love anything else in this world, don't listen, Vinny.
the bottom
line is this, that I literally go outside into my yard for a half hour, 2-3 times a day, just so, again, they're aware of the fact that I'm not going to be with them 24/7. So when I do have to go back out into the work field, they're not going to feel the same way. So it's a good idea to let them gain some independence by leaving them alone for short periods of time.
Well, I do. She's in the truck for maybe an hour or two at a time before.
I hope you take the keys out. I hear horror stories every single week about a guy left his dog in the truck. The keys were in the truck. The dog hit the thing. The truck took off. Whatever.
Be careful, Doc. I do leave the keys. I leave the keys in pretty much everything.
Oh, jeez. Right. Someone could just drive away with your dog in the back seat.
In the barnyard?
Well, why does she need to be in the truck in the barnyard?
Well, because that's where I am, and that's where she wants to be where I am.
Warren, I think you need an intervention here.
Hey, Doug, you ought to listen to that guy on Saturdays, the pet show. He's got some interesting advice.
He's really good. I've heard him. He's excellent.
Really? And he's got this fabulous product line called Hugs and Kisses, the great minerals and vitamins for your dogs and cats. Check it all out at hugsandkisses.com or thepetshow.com. Warren Eckstein here on the DJB Show at 59 past the hour.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.